Here's a thought I'll title, Craft Becomes Obsolete, Art Does Not. And I'll have to confess right up front, I'm not sure that's a perfectly accurate title for the thought that I'm having, and I'm not even sure it's accurate for most of the time. But it does lead me to a point I'm trying to make, so if the title isn't perfect, forgive me on this one. The idea I'm trying to get at here is that craft, how we make photographs, the technology we use to make photographs, is constantly changing. It always has constantly changed since the invention of photography. Technology marches on continuously, relentlessly. And if the essence of our photographic efforts are technologically driven, then that work will become obsolete. Years and years ago, I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who was a master printer using one specific set of materials. And I warned him at that point, and I felt convicted about it, and I still do to this day, that his reputation as being a master printer of this particular material was going to be short-lived, because with the march of technology, it was predictable that pretty soon everybody would be able to make images that were as technically gorgeous as his. And I suggested to him that if he ignored the aspect of content, which outsurvives technology, that his work would become forgotten. It would become a footnote in history in terms of his technology. And in fact, it's become true. The technology he was using eventually became obsolete, and the wonderful images that he was able to make were being made by just about everyone with the technology that replaced his favorite method of making pictures. Technology marches on continuously. The other side of that coin is that the content of what photographs portray, the artistic content, if you will, remains relevant and possibly even innovative even after the passage of decades. I can look at, for example, at Alfred Stieglitz's famous photograph, The Steerage. And even though the technology he used was primitive, the content, the message, the statement he was making about conditions of life and classes of people are just as valid today as when he made that image over 100 years ago now. It's undeniable that all of us who practice photography need to have command of our craft, and we spend hours and hours and hours, years or decades, mastering that craft. But that's not the ultimate end of our artistic process. That content is what counts. I've said this for years. You're probably getting tired of me saying it. And today's title is just another way of saying what I've preached essentially for years. Sorry if this is getting boring, but craft becomes obsolete, art does not. Cameras become obsolete, art does not. Printing papers and printing technologies become obsolete, art does not. Lens technologies, software technologies, even the shift from analog to digital to whatever's next will become obsolete. Art does not. And in the face of such an irrefutable logic, doesn't it make sense that what we should really put our time and attention to is what it is that we want to say in our photographs, what it is that we want to experience and pass on to others through our photography? That the art life is what is at the core of everything that we're doing, not the gear and the technology and the techniques and the final product. All of that is a testament to what we're trying to accomplish with our efforts in the art life. And if we're successful, that art has a chance of never becoming obsolete. It might become invisible. We might get lost in the tsunami of history, particularly these days with so many photographs being made. But that's sort of non sequitur. In terms of what you and I do, living the art life and concentrating our efforts on content, content, and content, is the essence of why we pick up a camera. Or at least seems to me like it should be. Because it's the only thing that has any chance of surviving. And by the way, you might protest that the old technologies of tintype prints or daguerreotypes or gum bichromate or whatever are still available. Yes, that's true. It's not that those crafts disappear. They'll probably be with us forever. But the accolades that come from the mastery of craft are what becomes obsolete. Because as soon as everybody can do it, as soon as it's common, as soon as it's not an unexpected technology, then the accolades about that craft are what becomes obsolete. All we have to do is look back at the history of photography to realize how many wonderful photographs that are still influential today are so, not because the photographer employed some exotic and spectacular craft that contributed to the artwork. But really what makes the artwork is something other than craft. And that's what each and every one of us should be pursuing, side by side with our pursuit of craft, but always in the back of our mind knowing that craft will become obsolete, and the message, the artwork, the content of our images have a much better chance of surviving the passage of time than do the accolades we get from mastery of craft.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.